Welcome to the Israel Answers series, connecting Israel, the Bible, and you. Join Susan Michael as she explores timely issues and current events from a scriptural perspective to equip the Christian world with a balanced and biblical response. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes, which will ignite your faith and bring the Bible to life in your everyday world. Now, let's join Susan with your Israel Answers.
Well, we are here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and I have just met two incredible individuals, and I'm so happy that you're going to get to hear from them and learn about their important work in Israel. They are with the Magen David Adom, which is the equivalent of the Red Cross in Israel, but it stands for the Star of David. And we have with us Joe Haddad and Uri Shacham.
So, thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you. How about, Uri, why don't you start and tell our audience a little bit more about Magen David Adom and what you do?
Well, Magen David Adom is Israel's national emergency medical services and blood services. As you said, we are also the Israeli Red Cross, and we deal with emergency preparedness and emergency response. We have been formed more than 94 years ago, in 1930, as a response of attacks on people at Tel Aviv. So they needed somebody to take care of them, provide medical attention for anybody who is in need. And this is why Magen David Adom was formed. Yeah, we serve the entire country. And we serve everybody who is in need, regardless of his religion, race, or where she or he is. If they need medical attention, or if they need blood, Magen David Adom will send one of the 1,400 ambulances that we have, or will collect blood from people that are willing to donate blood for others and supply it to the hospitals.
So 1,400 ambulances.
1,400 ambulances.
And I think we recently have donated 4 ambulances. I don't know if it's actually to Magen David Adom or it's in connection with you, but our organization is very proud to have raised the money for 4.
We are so appreciative of this. This is very important to people to know that Magen David Adom is a non-governmental organization. We're privately funded, and each ambulance that drives the streets of the Holy Land is donated by generous supporters. Now, each ambulance directly influences the lives of about 10,000 people that need their help, patients or trauma victims.
Yeah.
Now, think about the 40,000 people that were directly influenced by your donation, and I'm not speaking about their relatives, their friends, and families. So this is directly influencing, I think, that at least 200,000 people in Israel. How impactful can this be?
That's wonderful.
Yes,
wonderful to know. So you're best known for ambulances and, of course, blood drives. I know we always encourage tourists when they're there to give blood and leave a little bit behind.
Exactly. leave your blood to the people of Israel.
Yes. And is there some other aspect of your work I'm missing? The ambulances, the blood drive?
We work with the community in different aspects by supporting them and delivering for them a training and supporting them by acknowledging that first aid supports and CPR and how to deal with if they got injured in a situation of war.
Yeah.
So this is other aspect that we deal with by educating the communities in the matters of CPR, in matter of first aid, in the matters of supporting each other in the case they need. Until we arrive the scene in most of the cases, but we try as much as we can to do it as fast as we can.
What is your position or your role there?
I'm the chief of staff.
The chief of staff.
I oversee the operations of the different divisions. One of the things that excites me most about Magen David Adom when I do my work is the diversity of this organization. Besides being a national emergency medical services and blood services, we are the largest volunteers organization for the state
of Israel. Is that right?
Yeah. We have 30,000 volunteers.
Really?
Yeah, 30,000 volunteers and 3,000 staff. That means that for each one that is being paid, we have 10 volunteers. And you know what, Susan? They come from all of the Israeli societies.
Yeah.
Joe here is used to say that if somebody would say a Muslim, a Christian, and a Jew are driving an ambulance, it's a beginning of a joke. But for you, is
it's a, by fact, it's the day shift. I mean, this is how we start our day shift. I mean, besides that, we are arguing what we are going to eat today.
Yeah.
The most important thing when we enter the ambulance is, you know, to bring our beliefs in the way we should, and in the way it's supposed to be,
mm-hmm.
and we managed to see that by in saving lives,
yes.
together.
And this is something that unites the people of Magen David Adom. Their compassion, their obligation to bring hope to other people, just like the evangelical community brings hope to to many people. And the fact that everybody are welcomed in, this is something that brings Magen David Adom to the middle of the Israeli consensus. So regardless of who you are, what your opinions are, whether you support the global warming or you think it's total nonsense, if you are committed to help others,
yes.
to assist your community, to help whoever one who is in need, you have a room in Magen David Adom. You can go with me to the ambulance, with Joe to the ambulance, because this is what we are here for. We are here for the people of Israel.
This is what I call the real Israel.
Yeah.
This is the real Israel. It's
Magen David Adom is actually the true mirror of the good Israeli people.
Which yes.
All Israeli people are good, of course, but the true mirror to the diversity that we have in Israel, and the coexistence. That is happening inside our borders and inside Magen David Adom. So this is very important to see that, and you can see that through Magen David Adom.
So, Joe, tell me about yourself. Now, you are a Christian Arab.
Yes.
I heard you speak yesterday, so I already knew that. and your role at the Magen David Adom is?
Well, I am an active paramedic in Magen David Adom. I work in ambulances and in the mobile intensive care units, which are mostly supported and donated from the United States by good fellows like you and persons like you that actually come to our doors, knock it, and say, how can we help? I mean, we are not taking this for granted. So I mainly work at these ambulances. I also the head of the training center in my region, Carmel region, which based in Haifa, but it's actually a very big region that contains Haifa and a lot of cities near it. Haifa, by the way, as you can know, is the biggest metropolis up north Israel. And during these devastating times, we are very high alerted because it can be, you know, we can go from 0 to 100 in a matter of seconds during this situation. So we are very high alerted, and we see a lot of patients that are actually injured in the borders of Israel, of northern Israel, that comes to Haifa, to our main hospital, Rambam. We are doing this by evacuating them in our ambulances and helicopters.
So let me explain that for our listeners, that you're referring to the heated up border in the north of Israel,
yes.
because of Hezbollah there in Lebanon, mm-hmm. and they've been shooting rockets into Israel, and there have been some fatalities, and there's been some injuries.
Yes.
And Haifa, because you're such a large center there, you're treating
Haifa is a strategic center, so we have the biggest ship port in the Middle East. So we have a lot of work as an emergency system inside Haifa, but also the north is very heated, and we are trying as much as.
And so you just every day you're just on high alert because you know at any moment it could be a mass casualty.
Yes.
And you have to just be ready.
We have to be prepared for the people of Israel.
Yes.
As you mentioned, the international media usually deals with what's happening in Gaza, but there is actually also a war in the north. The thing is, most of the people in the northern border have been evacuated. And this is another task that Magen David Adom has been dealing with for the last...
Oh, you have?
Yes.
Yeah. there has been 150,000 Israelis that have been evacuated from their homes, that have been living in hotels, in with families in other communities. And somebody once said, so they're living in a hotel for 4 months. But when you had a house that is big and you each one have his room, and now you have to deal with 3 young kids in a very small room, this is not so easy. And we see an uprise in domestic violence, and we see a lot of tensions among people. This is not a normal situation. And Magen David Adom not only has to provide services for those people, but we have people that work and volunteer for Magen David Adom, whom their families themselves are evacuated. So this is a very complex situation.
A lot of our volunteers reaches people and help them, like in studying and in supporting them by, you know, giving them a good time. I mean, you know, taking the kids from the parents so they can relax. So this is another thing that we are trying to reach the community with.
Uh-huh.
So yeah.
Well, let's talk about October the 7th. What was that day like for you? You lost some colleagues, didn't you? Some of your staff?
October 7th is a day that will always be remembered in Israel. Maybe similar to 9/11 in the States, or the attack of Japan on Pearl Harbor. One of the things that hit us the most is the fact that Hamas terrorists were targeting Magen David Adom personnel and ambulances. Now, for us, it's obvious that ambulances are not to be targeted. And people that wear Magen David Adom uniform, they are easily identified. We all have the badge of Magen David Adom. You can see that we are medics and paramedics. We are not to be targeted because we provide humanitarian assistance. But Hamas targeted them directly and killed 4 of our team members that were in the kibbutzim in Gaza, providing life-saving assistance to their own
communities.
to their own communities. They also targeted our ambulances. They destroyed 14 of our ambulances that day. And throughout the day, I was dealing mainly with the response in the southern part. We had another concern, which was the blood supply, because we had to make sure that Israeli hospitals have enough blood to treat all the wounded, and the IDF has enough blood, because we knew that we are going to war. And Joyer was coordinating the blood drives in Jerusalem.
I'm up north, all the country became alerted. I want to help in a way. I mean, the only thing I could say do is go to the blood bank and said, I'm here, how can I support? So I found myself starting coordinating the donations of blood that came from thousands of people.
Wow.
I mean, we are talking about people that waited outline for 5 and 6 hours to donate blood.
Wow.
I mean, and it was amazing to see this solidarity of people coming and standing, by the way, from different beliefs. I mean, everybody stood over there, mainly, of course, because of the majority is Jews, they came, but, you know, we can see it, Christians, Muslims, Jews, tourists that visited Israel during the time they came. I mean, they said, I'm here, I want to help, what can I do? I want to donate blood. So I found myself coordinating all this project. I mean, it was a huge project in the north side of Haifa, bringing it to the south and, you know, filling the banks in case things get way, way much more, which actually did. And I mean, it was doing that, like, we must have to do.
Susan, if I may add one more thing regarding October 7th. If people will go back to 9/11 and think what they felt when they saw the towers going down, I think this is what we felt at the end of October 7th, when we found out that 1,200 Israelis were brutally murdered that day. It was one of the darkest time, or I think maybe the darkest time that the state of Israel has undergone. But we have at least two miracles that emerge at the midst of this darkness. The first one was the secure blood center that Magen David Adom has built in preparedness for this kind of war. Because when Joe and the other blood services teams collected, within 2 days, the amount that we usually collect in 2 weeks, this is how much people were devoted to give, we needed a sheltered facility to process this blood. And we had it ready. Exactly that week, we actually started operating the most secure blood center. Uh-huh. Now, if that's not a miracle,
it's the most secure in the world.
It is the most secure in the world.
Not only in Israel, in the world.
In my view, it's a miracle. Uh-huh. It could have been ready a week before. It could have been ready a month later. No, it was ready when it was most needed. This is one miracle.
Yeah.
And the second miracle was the evangelical community. That on October 9th, knocked on us on our door, Franklin Graham
came
and said, I'm here in the name of Jesus Christ. How can I help you? And I'm all goosebumps.
Yes, right now. Right now, yeah.
Because
remembering every time, it's amazing.
In the midst of this darkness, suddenly someone comes. Now let me tell you, Israelis are not aware of how much support we get from evangelical communities. And the fact that Franklin Graham stood at the same line with Magen David Adom and said, I will replace each and every ambulance that was destroyed that day, and I will also provide you with bulletproof ambulance. I will secure your teams. I will allow them to go and put themselves in harm's way, knowing that they are protected and that their patients are protected as well. This was a second miracle. At least in my eyes.
The Samaritan's Purse is his organization.
Purse, yeah.
And I had heard that. I didn't realize it was so immediately afterwards.
It was immediately. I mean, we're into the...
Yeah.
the
and you've got 14 ambulances just destroyed, and he says, I'll replace them. Out of your 1,400 ambulances, how many of them are bulletproof already? None?
We have less than 30. That are bulletproof. We need about 80 of them to be proof.
What does it cost to bulletproof an existing ambulance?
So we need to build them from.
You
from
have to
scratch.
Build them.
Yes,
scratch.
We need to build them from
from scratch.
Scratch.
Okay.
That means that we need to find the right chassis, send it. It has to be according to very high standards, which the Israeli Ministry of Defense sets.
So you need a whole new ambulance, but it has to be built bulletproof.
Yeah,
that's basically
from zero.
Yeah. So okay, well that is really good to know, because when I heard that Franklin Graham had provided the 14 that you had lost, I thought, well, maybe we don't need to be helping with ambulances. So now I understand we do need more,
especially when we look on the enemies that we have in the northern part, and we know that at the end of the day this is Iran that does everything that happens. We have to make sure that we are prepared even for something that is much worse. So ambulances are always a need, and this is something that will walk with us, or we still need it for many years.
You know, ambulance is very important to us. I mean, we need to have it all the time. We also, in this situation and these times, we are supplying the community with kits and CPR and first aid kits.
Yeah.
So they can, we are actually giving it to them.
Right.
For any case that they will be injured, to treat them themselves until we come. But we are not just giving them the kit. We are coming towards their doors, and we are training them to deal with to how to manage this kit. So we need a lot of support to do that, because a lot of this work are made voluntarily. I mean, we are not taking money from the community about this at all. I mean, this is free of charge. If you need the kit, if you have the need for it, please call us. We'll come. We'll give you the kit. We will instruct you how to use it. Okay, and you can save your family's life, your community life, until we come, and we will make the best effort to come as fast as we can. For this, we need these ambulances, we need these vehicles. This is very important for us. So there's a lot of aspects that we need support in, and this is one of them.
Well, it is so, I'm just very honored to have met you today and heard about your work. It's a sacred work. It's a holy work you're doing, saving lives, protecting people, and working in such unity and to all of Israel. And so people can go to our website, icejusa.org, and donate to our Israel in Crisis Fund, and it's from there that we assist with the ambulances and other outreaches.
So if I may say,
yeah?
I mean, we came here not only to talk about what we do, we also came here to thank you for the support. I mean, coming here is actually to tell you, to bring our gratitude of Magen David Adom and the Israeli communities to you guys, to you fellows, you for your friendship, your brotherhood, for supporting us. This is very important to us. We all should keep doing this together. We are very thankful for your support. This is one of our main reasons we came here, to bring our gratitude to you, and not only to talk about ourselves, to talk about you guys, how much wonderful work you are doing, and your support. This is amazing.
Thank you. But it's our passion, and we want to do everything that we can to help Israel and to help you all, and to let the world know of the real Israel. And so that's why I'm so grateful that you were able to speak with our audience today, and for them to hear your heart and hear your story, know about your work, and support it. And so thank you. We look forward to maybe seeing you in Israel next time.
Extremely welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much, Susan. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Out of Zion with Susan Michael. Be sure to subscribe to Out of Zion now on Apple Podcasts, cpnshows.com, YouTube, or wherever you like to listen and learn. Out of Zion with Susan Michael is a production of ICEJ USA, all rights reserved.